Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome back to the CSK Show right here on WSRadio.com. I want to thank my guests in today's show. In the first segment, we have Bob Pompeiander, the sports director for CBS Pittsburgh, KDKA2. Appreciate your time, Bob. Of course, their website, cbspittsburgh.com. Also, Justin Teeterman. He's the associate sports producer at WTMJ-TV in Milwaukee, as we preview a little bit of the teams going into the Super Bowl 45. Of course, their website is www.todaystmj4.com. And, of course, we always welcome back the owner of Love by Design, Tracy Porterfield, which we continue on our discussions. And we broke off going into the break talking about some of the don'ts, but I know you have a few more don'ts that you want to get into.
I have a couple more. Okay, don't say you've had no luck in dating. Even if you've had absolutely no luck, telling your date this is not going to get you more lucky. Okay, don't look bored or miserable. Ask the questions and smile. I'd say this to my clients. I also have a fan page for Love by Design on Facebook, and all the time on there about smiling when you're out, when you're going about your day. Are you a fan of Love by Design on Facebook?
CS? Actually, yes, because, I am, my dear.
Are you a fan? Proud of you.
You a fan of the CSK
radio
show? Okay,
just making sure. I just want to make sure you learn something. You read the tip of the day, and you might just keep getting smarter and eventually end up with a girlfriend or a wife or something.
Here we go.
It's always my goal. And just FYI, dating statistics show that a smile is more impressive than looks. 67% of single men versus 86% of single women find that someone who smiles a lot is a bigger turn-on over someone who is physically attractive but has no personality.
Oh, really?
Do you agree with that?
I got a pretty smile.
You do. You do. I think it's true. Okay, don't flirt too much. Sends the wrong message.
Oh, okay.
Flirt lightly, but not too much. Don't forget their name.
Oh.
Have you ever done that?
Oh. I'm a big name forgetter.
Uh-oh.
I'm always been bad on names. I know I got to get better at that, especially doing what I do. But I'm bad on names. I'm good at faces.
Okay.
I can remember your face.
Okay, that doesn't do any good when you're on a date.
In order for me to remember your name, you had to do something special.
I'm learning more about you every day. You're going to start remembering their names. You have to make some kind of association or something.
I'm a project for you.
You are. I like projects, though. Those are the ones I help the most. Okay, don't be too eager. Moderation. Don't make your date run for the hills, because they will.
That shows desperation, right?
It does.
Yeah, okay.
It really does.
All right.
Okay. Just FYI for the ladies out there, when there's chemistry on the date, 97% of men will call within 72 hours to arrange a second date. So women, if you haven't heard from him in 3 days, he's not interested.
Now, why has it got to be a time limit on it?
I don't know. And that's my other point. You know, men, you don't have to wait that 3-day rule. I think that's lame, actually.
Because if you had a good time, you liked the person, how about the next day? Hey, how you doing? Just want to say hi.
Yes. Call him the next day. Send him a text. Plan a second date. But if you haven't heard from him, move on. You should always reflect on how it went and what areas you can improve upon. But don't take it personal. Not everyone's going to like each other. Chemistry is completely unexplainable. You know, when I was dating, I had a couple guys actually tell me that I was too happy and positive. So, you know, whatever. Yes. I'm not going to change that.
Then that didn't mesh.
Next.
There you go. It's my girl.
It's my favorite word ever. Next.
You learn stuff from me.
And I tell everybody, when you meet the one, you're going to understand why none of the others have worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important. So just my point is that keep on dating, find the lessons, and choose love.
And, of course, my advice is make sure you contact Tracy at mylovebydesign.com. And, of course, on Facebook, Love by Design got a page. See there?
Correct. Good job. Thank you very much. I think maybe we should take a couple minutes and ask you a couple questions. Do you mind if half the world listens to your questions?
Ahead,
I'm starting a file on you. Did you know that? Starting a file.
I'm a public person, but I try to be private.
Okay, CS Keys.
Yes.
What is your relationship status right now?
Where's my relationship status right now? It's complicated.
Oh.
I love that one.
No.
I love that one.
Okay, it's complicated. On a scale of 1 to 10? I'll let that one go. On a scale of 1 to 10, how ready are you to be in a relationship?
Oh, I don't mind being in a relationship.
You don't mind? What kind of language is that? I don't mind.
I mean, it's not like I'm like going out looking for one.
Okay.
You know, you're talking about marriage or something like that? You know, like I always say, whatever happens, happens.
You say marriage like it's a bad word.
Oh, no, not at all. No. I'm a fan of marriage.
Ever been married before?
No, I have not.
Oh,
no, and I say that emphatically. How come? It just hasn't been the right thing.
Okay.
If I had, I'd probably be divorced about 5-6 times right now.
Well, then, I'm happy you've made the right decision. Maybe you need some services to help you out, make some good decisions.
I'm always using services.
It's true. Okay, ready? How many girls do you date at a time? Do your girlfriends listen to this show? Am I getting you in trouble?
If I have any, yeah. I think they...
Go ahead, tell me. Let's talk from a man's perspective.
When I was in college, I was rolling. But then again, the female-to-male ratio was 17 to 1.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
17 what?
17 women to 1 male.
You are kidding.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, I'm surprised I graduated, but still. but no, that's the truth. That's the truth. 17 to 1 ratio.
Okay, tell the world so no one the women
nah,
go there.
Nah, I forget. I got amnesia.
Oh, that's selective amnesia. That's what you
I got. Old timers.
Okay, what's your favorite kind of first date? What do you
What's
like to do?
My favorite kind of first date?
Would you prefer to go to coffee or you want to go lunch, dinner, drinks? What do you like to do?
You know, grab a bite, get something to drink. If I'm not a coffee drinker, but, you know, I'll do some tea. You know, but favorite first, there's really no favorite. I mean, everything is different depending on the person, what you talk about,
okay.
Where you want to go, what you want to do.
Okay.
Long as it's Dutch. No, I'm teasing. I'm teasing.
Okay.
No, to me, it depends on everybody's different. So.
Man, you need to pay. That's my subliminal message.
I don't have a problem with women paying, you know.
All right, if they ask, they can pay.
No,
if they ask you out. That's cool. Have you had any woman ask you out?
Yes.
And did they pay?
They have, yes.
They have?
Yes.
Did you offer to pay?
I know. Once you bring it up, I'm cool with that. You know?
And this is why he's not in a relationship, everyone. We're going to work on him.
Every man out there, I'm going to go ahead and see it.
Okay, what's one of the first things you notice on a first date about the person?
Actually, probably their personality. I try and see what kind of personality they have.
You notice that first thing?
Well, obviously, the physical aspects, of course, you notice right away. But see, that doesn't last long, you know.
Correct.
That can go away.
You know that people make a decision, they make an impression on someone in 10 seconds. 10 seconds. It's 4 seconds on the phone. So you got to be quick. You got to be on your game.
I believe that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would believe that, yeah.
Okay. So
but then again, you know, once you start talking and have a conversation, the personality comes out. And if they're too chatty, Kathy, I got the role. You know, I just can't be.
That's another great tip for the women out there, too.
Take a breath. Come on now.
Women like to talk a lot more than men.
Yeah.
I have to learn that myself. I like to talk.
Well, you do a good job at it because that's your profession. But yeah, that's one thing that really turns me off.
Okay. So have you ever Googled a girl before the first date?
Nah.
You should. Really? 43% of people do that.
Really?
Yeah. It's good to know. I think it's important. In the recruiting world, we did that. You know, we always did that.
That's never come to mind. That's been, I guess, recent people mm-hmm. been doing that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Never really come to mind, to tell you the truth.
Okay. Here's a biggie.
Uh-oh.
How long do you wait before you have sex with a girl?
Here's a biggie. That's what she said.
Okay.
But,
oh, brother.
But doesn't that also depend on the situation?
Okay, here's my point.
I know that.
I know you're not going to answer my question.
No, I'm asking you because, I mean, I think it does depend on the situation. I mean, obviously, you know, first night, I think, would be wrong because you don't really know the person yet.
Correct.
But if it happens, it happens.
Oh, second time's fine, right? This is such a man I'm talking to.
I'm just...
Such a man.
I'm trying to give a perspective.
Okay.
I got represented all males.
I hope that's not all males or we're on a crap load of trouble.
All right, what one should it be, Miss Expert?
Okay, well, here's what I'm just going to tell. I tell my clients, stop doing it wrong. They do it wrong. I had one, I tell the guy clients this, do not have sex with them. Then I have one guy, he had sex with her, and then she started stalking him. And then he comes back and says, why is she stalking me?
Yeah.
What do you think? What did I tell you? Why didn't you listen to me before? I wasn't kidding. I'm telling you this for your benefit. You have to listen.
If you want the best advice you can get, I mean this on a serious note because I've known Tracy, she does a very good job. She has a great business, and we still didn't get through all the stuff she wanted to get through. Check out her website, mylovebydesign.com. Of course, she has a Facebook fan page, Love by Design. We'll definitely have you back on here, Tracy.
Thank you.
No
I would
doubt
love
about
to
it.
Come back because you're a project that
you
I'm going to work on.
You can email questions to the website, cskeys@cskeyshow.com. That's going to do it for me, so you take care of yourself because you are the only you there is, and that makes you very, very special. God willing, and the creeks don't rise, I'll be talking to you, not at you, next week. You guys have a great weekend. Make your love by design. You like that? You like that?
I love
Come
it.
On, man.
I love it.
See y'all next week.
Thank you. Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. Build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you've never built a website in your life. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 per month. Log on now to NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Hi, this is Chris Merch, president of WS Radio, and for our regular listeners, you know me as Captain Email, a former Marine captain who's been teaching email marketing for nearly 10 years now. You can still get free resources at CaptainEmail.com, but I have a new superpower, also known as CaptainText.com. Text message marketing done the right way can be even more effective than email marketing, and that's saying a lot. But just like email marketing, there's a right way and a wrong way. So log on to CaptainText.com, listen to Text Marketing Radio, and take us for a free text drive. No credit card required. Or better yet, let me show you firsthand how it works. Grab your cell phone, you know that device you can't live without, and text WS to 313131. That's keyword WS to short code 313131 and see how fast it works. That's WS to 313131.
Tired of being tired? Need to lose weight? Or are you an athlete looking for peak performance? This commercial is for everyone, young and old, fit or fat. Announcing a revolutionary liquid dietary supplement, ASEA. ASEA actually turns on the antioxidants in your body while boosting your immune system. 16 years of research and development, ASEA is comprised of a salt compound and water combined using our patented process. Taken daily, ASEA improves your energy and stamina with amazing results. Athletes get 5 to 10% increased performance in as little as 2 weeks. Better than steroids, but all natural.
Hi, this is Richard Schroeder. In 100 days of taking ASEA, I've shed over 40 pounds of fat. I feel happier, healthier, and stronger than I have in years. Plus, my doctor reduced my medication, saving me over $100 per month. It works.
Try it with our complete money-back guarantee. We urge you to learn more about ASEA at saltwaterdiet.com. That's saltwaterdiet.com.
Hi, this is Randy Jones. I have a new venture I'm really excited about. The Randy Jones All-American Sports Grill. We're in Mission Valley's Hazard Center, where trophies used to be. We have plenty of free parking right across from the trolley. We offer a great menu, including My Great Barbecue, a full bar with 24 tap handles of beer for the best selection of local microbreweries in town. 22 high-def TVs for you to enjoy all the sports action any day of the week. So come down and see what I'm up to. The Randy Jones All-American Sports Grill in Mission Valley's Hazard Center.